This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Several buildings in downtown Dallas have been turned into makeshift conference centers, classrooms, and deal sites for entrepreneurs and investors. It's part of Dallas Startup Week. So what is Dallas Startup Week?
Well, Dallas Startup Week is a one-week celebration of entrepreneurship.
From healthcare to fashion to architecture, it celebrates startups, and it's all free. Hubert Zajcek runs the startup accelerator Health Wildcatters. It's a 12-week intensive program that launches ideas into business plans. A few years ago, he says, it was the norm to see entrepreneurs leave Dallas, often for Austin, in search of investors to back their ventures. Now?
We strongly believe that's not the case anymore. People are moving to Dallas for startups and moving to Dallas because the economy is doing better here. You can raise money here.
The first two groups of startups in the Health Wildcatters program have raised more than $10 million. So what are they creating? Everything from medical devices, like a non-invasive blood glucose monitor for diabetes, to pharmaceuticals for prostate and ovarian cancer, even...
I refer to it as 3D makeup. It's called Silicon Arts Labs, but basically it's silicone-based concealer that helps you camouflage or cover a recess scar.
Ideas for new medical devices and software are already flooding in from entrepreneurs hoping to make the next class of Health Wildcatters. Last month, MIT ranked the program as the top healthcare-focused accelerator in the Southwest.
It's like Christmas. I mean, you get to see all the applications and see what the trends are.
One trend Zajcek hopes to see is virtual reality in healthcare, perhaps in psychiatry.
Simulating in a safe environment, scary scenarios, but having the benefit of controlled surroundings.
So like someone who's afraid of spiders could actually be in front of a glass case with tarantulas in virtual reality.
Absolutely. I saw one on, I think it was on Facebook, it was a video of someone going out on a beam on the 20th floor somewhere. Of course, it was in a room, but for the VR person, the person wearing the headset, it looked like they were going out to the end of a beam where there was a kitten that they had to rescue. And you'd see these people walk and balance the beam in great fear. They were doing it in the middle of a room. There was nowhere to fall, but to them, it looked real.
For folks with big business ideas afraid of failure, Dallas Startup Week is a safe place to get help before taking the plunge. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.